Hey, everybody!
Hello.
This is Alexander Shure, producer-director of your favorite animated children's picture, Tubby the Tuba. I got signed on to this project back in the summer of 46, right after WW2, when I was brought the project by this man.
Mr. Paul Tripp, I conceived originally of Tubby the Tuba, and I narrate and write as my name right there. Once upon a time, my origination. Thank you very much. Move on.
Also, we have here the fantastic animator, John Genitalia.
John Gentilella.
Yeah.
John Gentilella.
John Genitalia.
Now, here's the layman angle. I knew the man for a brief period.
Alphabetical order.
You guys remember
the
conductor, right?
Of course. You know, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I animated this picture. I'm just gonna move it on to Mr.
David Wayne. Hello. I'm one of the few surviving voice cast members.
David. David, come. Wait. David, where are you going, David? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. David Wayne has left the room mysteriously. I'm presupposing under the assumption that we only wanted him to say his name. Can someone get David? David? There, okay. Yeah, put the microphone back on.
I've been brought back with much ado.
There you are, David Wayne.
There
Pee-wee
I am.
Pee-wee
the Piccolo. I'm so
and
tall.
A handsome
I'm so tall.
Piccolo.
That's why I was
David
picked.
Wayne
I don't know
Phallic.
If you're familiar with tallness, but that's why I was picked. Was my third feature. First is just a voice. I had a baby face. Baby face Wayne is what they used to call me.
I still call you that.
I remember that was on your headshot.
It was on my headshot, and it will be on my headstone. But let's get on with this commentary.
Now, there's a black man with a condom on his head.
Yeah.
Written into the script. Little known fact.
Also a picture taken, as I recall.
I took a picture of a man I saw in Central Park. I saw a black man with a condom on his head as a derby hat. And I said, that would be the punchline to a joke. I worked on that joke for 15 years, wrote as a script. Tubby the Tuba finally shows up on screen, and there you go.
Now, see these musical notes.
I recall these.
Yes. It was written as music. Music played here.
Why is Tubby apart from everyone?
I'll explain later.
I wanted those notes to be drawn on the screen. I didn't want any interpretation.
I thought the sound of music playing was clear enough to get the
now,
idea
I
that
disagreed,
there was music playing.
I disagreed, and I still disagree, that I want to see those literal notes coming at
in
you.
Retro-
coming
black
at
men
you.
With
in
condoms retro- on their head?
They look like asparagus.
No, those are black men with condoms.
A lot of these figures, in the script.
Dark asparagus.
We had to dress the black man like an oboe because of course, the Jim Crow laws.
Have you seen an oboe? Double reed. Doesn't make any sense.
Hobos?
No, not hobos.
Oboes,
you old son of a bitch.
Reminds me of one I saw on the train 2 years ago to the day. He had a newspaper worn as a coat. I swear to God, he seemed like a knight in shining armor till the day it punched through with a bullet. That's a book I'm writing right now. Pick it up in theaters. Thank
My
you very
first
much.
Role was The Man in White Paper, an Alice in Wonderland in a small town production, community production. Man in White Paper.
I love community theater.
It's fantastic. It's lively.
That's where you see the real talent nowadays. None of this phony baloney.
That's where it starts.
And that's where it ends as far as I'm concerned.
What do they have now? What do they have now for music? It's American what? American Idol? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
this is,
yeah.
That's in many ways the American Idol of the no. drama.
You see here, he picked yeah, up the yeah, note yeah. off the piece of paper. That was written in. That one I will give credit to Paul for. He said, pick up the note from the paper.
The three violinists were prima donnas, but anyway.
If I explain the script for a moment, this is written on a 7-day opium bender I took in Thailand.
I love opium.
I love Thailand.
I was in Thailand for 3 years, only two of which I can remember. The third one goes into the script. I don't remember. A day later, I read the script and said, so there's the year. 1942.
That must have been a good year.
Watch it.
Yeah, I remember you you told me you left for Thailand because you were a conscientious objector to World War II.
Not so much objecting, but just
so iffy.
Skeptic.
Yeah, a lot of unanswered questions.
Now, if I recall, Japan was involved in World War II, am I right?
Yes, tertiarily.
Okay.
Thailand, not so much.
World War II is the Jew War, right?
That is a Jew War. Technically...
They're all Jew Wars.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
David
Wayne is the one to say it.
Yeah, I want to point out, and Paul just mentioned, I want to point out, everything we're talking about is in the subtext of the script. We're referencing...
World War II.
Yes, the script.
Among
this script used to be 300 pages, and I said, just flatten them.
Flatten them.
A joke I made because it's
but
that
But we did
late.
Literally flatten them and made one page a mile wide.
Elephants, right? Am I right? Did you?
Yeah, we used elephants. We made this thing a mile by a mile. And then he wrote the appendices. Boy, where were you in a spot at that point? Wow.
I added a lot when I started taking opium again.
Yeah, this guy thinks he's J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yes, very popular.
I had nothing to do with pre-production.
I remember when we brought you in.
It was in production.
You were fresh-faced.
I was. Third feature.
You look like you should be on a milk carton.
He was. He was a lost child. You were a lost child.
I was a lost child for about 12 years, yes.
Did you ever find your family?
I did eventually after the 12 years.
Did you ever find the man who raped you and kept you for 12 years?
I stayed with him for 11 of those 12 years.
What happened in the last year? Or the first? Whatever year it was.
I wanted to find myself. And so we talked and I said, I think this raping has really gone to a point that I don't know if either you and me can sustain this anymore.
It ran its course.
One of my favorite stories. One of my favorite stories.
It's because it's so human.
I'd like to get into it now, but I will start weeping like a woman.
Yeah. And people don't want to hear about that. They want to hear about Tubby the Tuba.
No.
There he is.
Now, who voiced Tubby? That was Dick, wasn't it?
Dick Van Dyke,
as we call them.
Late every day, the original DVD. Now it's a disc. Who knew it would be?
The man kept us in suspense. He told us he's gonna show up for this commentary. Didn't happen, did it?
No, I remember once he said he was gonna show up for this other thing we were working on for the commentary for Tubby the Tube Worm. Instead, he just punched me in the nuts, walked away.
Punched him in the nuts and walked away.
A little known fact about Tubby himself. If I may interject.
Please.
Based on a fat man I killed.
What?
I remember...
19!
I don't think the statute of limitations is done on any kind of a murder, am I right?
No, it is.
What?
1932, right before the statute was written. I'm in the park with a fat man. He kept making a noise very similar to a tuba called the sneeze. Makes a noise, I kill him, knife in his heart. Next day, you know I've written a script.
That was when you were in Thailand?
I was in Thailand. I believe.
Not many fat Thailand people, though.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
few.
They a, eat
thin,
a, lot of rice.
A thin race, you gotta look around, and then you see one. Stands out, looks like a man standing a foot taller than everyone else, but he's round. Who knew?
Well, I did. I heard about it the next day. I heard about a murdered Thailand. Thailander.
All over the news.
It was
wire.
Everywhere. He was. You now, Paul. You were in hiding.
The AP rang with the death of a fat Thailander.
I was hiding at the time from a man named Ting Po Pek. If he catch you lose a toe, I still got 10. So guess where I was.
You had 11 toes to begin with, from your.
I had a disability called 11 toe. Named after me, Paul Tripp, the Leventoe. They called me, was in a circus for a year, wrote a script, didn't get made, but...
You ended up incorporating the circus into this one, though, which will be an upcoming scene.
It's worked in there in subtext. Gotta find it.
Well,
looking
a lot of stuff's in the subtext, but I do remember the script you wrote was actually the script for the first Indiana Jones flick.
I wrote a script called Indiana Jones.
Similar.
This is me on this cloud, am
yes,
I right? I
mean, that is you. That is your lovely voice.
I don't remember this scene.
Well,
let's be honest. Why is a piccolo bigger than a tuba?
Well,
that was my fault.
The thing is, to make them to scale, the piccolo would have looked like it would have been in the tuba's pocket. It would have been laughable.
That's true.
Like, artistic liberties.
I just want to say that the
I remember I saying,
is
add a gymnast.
Yeah.
Add a gymnast, I said. There it is in the picture.
And really, that is what made that rain. Because cats and dogs, we've all seen. When you see an acrobat. Yeah, well, dogs, we've all seen.
When an Elephant Pops is my autobiography. I just want to say it'll be out in November.
Now, did your elephant pop?
In some ways,
David.
In some ways, it did.
Well,
I
it looks like it from here.
It's very.
I'm gonna shake David's hand.
You're very welcome.
I'm shaking his
now,
hand right now.
I remember recording a narration for this. I don't think you used it in the picture. Went something like this: "These two, the biggest homos you find this side of Brooklyn."
No, it's true. I was openly gay at the time, which was very unheard of.
And then you closed up again, which is weird.
No, I did. Yeah. I'm straight
now. I remember a day I came into work, I said, "Who's gay?" He doesn't raise a hand. I look around like my eyes are spinning the hypnosis.
Here's the thing. Have you boys heard of, there's a guy, Jesus Christ? Have you
a
heard of
him? A little bit, a little bit.
Heard the name, don't know the face.
He's done some pretty amazing things, I've got to tell you. And I found him recently. We sat down, we had a talk personally.
I thought you said you weren't gay anymore.
I'm not. I'm saying that I talked to Jesus and he cured me of it, much like the lepers of...
Oh,
sometime in, I guess it was the beginning of A.D. Probably, probably what, 28?
28 AD.
28, 32,
yeah. I don't
know. I'm bad
with dates.
Beethoven. I
don't know. Beethoven. Yeah, yeah. One of America's classic composers.
One of my favorites.
Tubby seems to like him, doesn't he?
Understandable. Although, frankly, he's really shitting up the Beethoven.
Is he playing his entrails?
See, look at Beethoven.
No, I just want to point out that it was my idea to make Beethoven have an expression, to make his face move. And everyone, and I think Paul was the most adamant about this. He said, "No, he's just a bust in a window. You need to just make the bust."
I wanted to make it real, as it was to me.
And I insisted. In fact, he said if I do it, he's going to commit some violence.
I would walk out of the picture. Yeah. I would Harry Carey, knew it from the man himself. Met Harry Carey, watched him die.
Personally, you were there?
I was there. I said, "Naming it after you, my friend. Suicide, here we go."
I'd like to point out that Bust in a Window was my closing number when I was in the cabaret in Berlin, when I was found.
Yeah, inspiration of the film Death in Venice.
It's true.
You had quite a number back then.
I would, openly gay at the time, so a lot of boas, a lot of dancing.
Yeah, oh, the show you would put on.
The thing that I always try to emphasize is it's about the music. Well, sexuality does not come into, Jesus even told me this himself, he said, sexuality does not come into music.
I remember.
Sing what you feel, because that's what the world needs.
I remember I was stationed in Bremen, Northern Germany.
Great place.
Back in in WW2.
Did you know a Nancy Feldman? American.
Was she in Bremen?
She was in Bremen, yes.
Well, then, I knew a lot of Nancy's.
All right, that's fine.
And a lot of Feldmans.
That's true.
And I saw you shaking it like a woman. And I said, "I want to fuck that woman," to my buddy Brock.
He said it to Brock.
And he said, "That's no woman." And I said,
"That's David Wayne.
I want to fuck David Wayne." 3 years later, we're working together.
That's amazing.
Never
but
fucked.
We've never had sexual congress.
No, because I'm not gay.
And I'm not anymore.
And Brock died. Am I wrong?
Yeah, AIDS.
Yeah.
It was a shame.
Now, let me ask you, Paul.
There are two Tubbies on the screen. That's weird.
Well, one is a homunculus.
Yeah, that's something I wrote into the script.
That's what I was going to ask.
I said, one's a homunculus. I found one in a cavern once while in Peru.
You were on some kind of substance, remember?
I was in Peru. I was on an opium bender right then. Round 39.
Now, the circus man here, this guy was voiced by Mr. Ray Middleton. Do you all recall Ray?
Handsome.
Ray
yes.
Middleton.
Dashing.
That was what he was known for, as a handsome man.
I remember I met Ray Middleton at a cockfight in Cabo San Lucas.
Cockfight?
And he said, "I'm putting all my money on Jorge El Grande."
Always bet on the spics. Bet on the spics. Bet on the spics. Cheat on the blacks.
Yeah, yeah. I said Jorge El Grande. No way. He is going to beat El Jefe. And,
what happened?
And I said, "I'll bet you a role in my upcoming film, Tubby the Tuba, if Jorge El Grande wins." Jorge, of course, wins. The rest is history.
Results in the picture.
It's all in there.
Yeah, but I think we're the real winner on this one because he did a great job.
Great,
I called
great
him
winner.
Handsome Ray Dashing.
Now,
but that was just a thing I'd like to.
Now, Great Peppino, I should mention, was based on a old Wapino that was a superintendent mod building.
Yep, yep. I remember you came in with a very sketches. You're not an artist, am I right?
I'm not an artist, no. But I have an eye for detail.
I've always said
I drew
that.
A caricature of a wop who looked like he belonged on a pizza pie.
I remember you'd have these great garlic stink
lines.
Little
Caesar was based on that.
What? No, from what I recall, I still have the drawing. It was a giant garlic clove with a mustache.
It was a garlic clove with a mustache, and I labeled it Wapino Killed the Wapos. Next thing I know, a goomba at my door, and I wrote the script. I handed it to him, turned out blank pages. I stuck this one through the mail, post office, P.O. box, done.
Congratulations. Yeah. All true. All true.
Yeah, I've heard that song and
done. I read that script. It is literally blank pages.
Easy read, though.
It is. Delightful,
it's a
though.
Breeze. It's a breeze.
Charlie Chaplin stole that script, incidentally. Made it a movie.
Nearly a page turner.
Called it Duck Blank Page Soup.
Those elephants look odd to me.
Well, thank you. Wait, what do you mean odd in a good way?
No, in a good way, yes.
Unique.
Thank you, yeah.
Unique,
really,
that's the word.
I really try to put
I don't
a lot
understand,
of...
I don't have a good lexicon of words is the issue.
Well, you use lexicon, that's one.
I know the regular ones in lexicon.
This hat with a bonnet. This was actually Alex's idea. Paul, again, took a stand. He said, if there's a bonnet on this this elephant,
no
I'm walking
way
off the picture.
I said, this elephant needs to be matronly. Maybe you've seen a little movie called Dumbo? Won an award of some sort?
Some kind of award.
I said, you make this Dumbo's mom second award.
Now, Paul, what did you say to that?
I had walked out of the room. I was down in my apartment with a Tibetan man made of stone. He had no visible features. He was a smooth face, and I touched it, and I felt nothing. Turned out, woke up. Next day, I'm back in the office.
Yeah,
hello.
He actually never left the office. He fell asleep in the office.
Opium.
Can I say that Pearl Bailey was called in to be Mrs. Elephant, and I was
Pearl
openly
Bailey.
I was openly homosexual at the time, but if she'd talked to me,
Pearl Bailey,
I would have put it in her like you wouldn't have believed.
Yeah.
She had legs. She had legs like a cow.
She had legs up to here. I'm putting my hand.
They were
yeah
tall, is the impression I'm trying to give. Again, my lexicon is not good, but that's what I thought the nomenclature was.
She but didn't have she a was, mannish face.
No, it was very womanly and beautiful. And then that's when I said, maybe I've got this thing wrong. Maybe it's not the penises I'm after. Maybe it's the vaginas.
It's always good to question your assumptions,
she
especially
made,
when it comes
she
to cocks
made me curious,
balls,
if you know what I mean.
A little by
with
curious
femininity.
Curious.
That's all I'm saying.
And curious.
This WAP circus, it's ringmaster.
Based
here
on an eye Italian. Based on an eye Italian.
Paul drew a garlic clove with a mustache, and I just kind of interpreted from that point on. Now, I remember Alex came into my office, and he said, we cannot put a garlic clove on the screen. Am I right?
But I said there's already instruments.
Yeah, the only thing that can be anthropomorphic in this are animals and minerals, not vegetables.
Garlic is like a spice, right?
Now, if I recall correctly, this is one of the first films to have anthropomorphic things in it. I mean, other than animals.
I invented anthropomorphology.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, here's what happened. I'm sitting around my den. I see I'm on opium at the time. My mind is clearer than it's ever been. The clearest day, I see a chair walk towards me. I say, put some eyes on this fella spectacle. We got a cartoon. Next thing you know, Dudley Do-Right created... Not a chair, but I think we get the gist.
But I remember you put eyes on pretty much anything that existed.
I made a character called Eyeballs that I brought to you, I remember, to animate.
Remember. I thought it was ridiculous, but you sold me on.
I don't want to diverge from what we're talking about here, but Snidely Whiplash, where did that name come from?
Well, he was very snide.
No, it's
and
true.
And his mustache, reminiscent of whips.
Nah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Couldn't have wrote a better novella.
You could have, I think.
A classic in on par with Dickens.
No, I don't know.
I don't understand Dickens, but that's...
Yeah, I don't read, but I just use that as a touchstone.
I stare at books, you know. just to make people think that I can read. I mean, I can, but
that's,
you know,
good
what
for
I mean.
Parties.
Like, I can comprehend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to point out, I don't think I said at the time, but a lot of these drawings here, stolen.
From?
Just various sources, library.
Yeah.
Sometimes at gunpoint, I would rob people of drawings.
Budgetary concern.
Yeah.
You know who's
didn't have time.
Good, you know who's got a good library? New York.
Really? Is it a... No, can I... Anybody just go into this library?
I assume.
Is it a... What kind of... Is it a public?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I have trouble with the words.
Yeah.
Reading
lexicon.
Wise.
Uh-oh,
it's the one
hat.
Of the two. It's, I know five big words that I will throw out.
Oh, look
from
at
time
these dolts in the audience. I love drawing dumb people.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about myself and my brain.
Which is composed of glucose, I've heard.
Glucose? Is that one of the other five words? I'm not familiar with glucose.
I don't know. I just read that fact.
Your
I just
Majesty.
Try to remember. I just try to memorize things.
Everyone, I want to give Pearl Bailey her respect.
Yeah, moment of
I
silence.
I want to give Pearl Bailey something else.
AIDS.
AIDS, the gay plague.
Never got the AIDS.
Knock wood.
I remember when we called it grid.
I brought Pearl Bailey into my studio to draw this elephant.
Yeah, she posed nude.
Yep. Did I said, not necessary. Did it anyway. She's a star. Still is. Dead. Still
now
star.
Now she's a
AIDS.
Star in the heavens as opposed to
AIDS.
On the silver screen.
And
AIDS.
God probably masturbates to the sight
this
of her.
This part, believe it or not, heavily opium influence.
Yeah, I
in a way,
don't
I'm not
believe
surprised.
It.
Now, this is drawn exactly as it was written.
Yeah, I,
everything
yeah.
here was written on the page. In feces.
The script here was so evocative.
Lion puts apple in pie.
As written.
Giraffe hangs. If I may quote from my script, giraffe hangs from tree by tail. Elephant wears hat, octopus knits scarf, four other octopus, at least six legs, hopefully more.
Well, two will come out of the skirt.
That, and he is, folks, ladies and gents, he is quoting from the script. I remember.
This is written yep. verbatim.
Yes, as I drew these scenes, I literally out of the script, I thought, I'm not going to change a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I saw the pages, I said, immaculate.
Yeah, it's golden. And they're written on gold pages as to suggest that everything...
Yeah, in feces.
From the Mayans.
What I'm going to chime in here is that I try as an artiste to not really get a context of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What is Tubby doing in a circus? Because, I mean, at this point, I was out of the picture. I didn't really understand the plot.
At this
point.
Point in the picture,
yes.
Tubby is off trying to find his own tomb.
Oh!
No, it's a duck playing
duck
stealing home base. That's home, isn't it?
I'm not home.
He put it under his shirt, which
yeah.
is why.
Alligator chewing gum.
Yeah.
Now,
the
or cut or chew.
If I may interject, this at this point in the movie, I thought, if I remember correctly, I just wrote stuff should happen.
Yeah.
I didn't have a specific idea, but I was bored with Tubby. I just thought stuff should happen. And the next thing I know, it's a picture.
Well, I remember Alex, we all owe Alex a lot of credit. He kind of filled in the blank.
Yes, you do.
What I'd like to say is that I'm the imagination, and Alex took my imagination and did slightly more.
But he ran with it.
Yeah.
Well, he jogged. He jogged, and sometimes I'd get ahead of him and pull him along. Other times he'd get slightly ahead, but I'd always run ahead and say, "Come on, Alex," and then he'd go. Just then, I'd be right there.
Now, as we were on set,
dead heat.
I remember we all had a.
You mean in the studio?
Yeah. As we were in the set, we all used to pretend that we were.
It's a studio.
As we were in the studio
please
set,
just get on with the story.
We all used right, to think studio. Of ourselves as a body, a body. I was the arms. Paul was, of course.
The head. In a way.
Alex was
head and testicles.
The eyes and shaft.
Yes, I was the head and I was the genitals too.
No,
I mean
I think Alex we agreed Alex was the scrotum.
But I'm known in Hollywood for having the largest penis in
it's
Hollywood.
True.
Well that's beside the issue.
And in Tibet as well.
Well.
There are several regions that have been documented a Guinness.
The Guinness Book of Tibetan Records.
That's just in Tibet.
Unofficial, but
I was
fair.
I was the right thumb,
metric.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It's what separates us from the animals. But at the same time, the most...
So does the left.
No, it's true. But the right is more...
Right, but the left we depend on more, I've always said.
Oh, do we?
Maybe. And left, thank you to Cyril Richard. Cyril Richard.
Cyril Richards was a man...
Left thumb, right? Left thumb.
Cyril Richard is not in the picture at the moment.
AIDS.
Gay plague. I tried to take Cyril Richards home and it failed miserably.
At the time you were openly
and
homosexual.
And I've never cried. No, I was an open homosexual. I tried to both pick up Pearl Bailey and Cyril Richards in the same night.
I'm going to tell you,
I cried myself to sleep. I cut myself a little. It was one of the worst nights. It was June 19th, 1975. I'll always remember it.
It took 40 years to make this script.
That was a good 18 years after we finished production.
Maybe I've got the date wrong. Maybe my mind isn't for dates. But all I'm saying is I cried a candle out. My tears literally put out a candle.
That is moving.
I lit it in vigil.
I wanna direct the animation of your story.
I want to draw that animation.
Already written it. Idea I had in 48.
Let's get together.
Opium vendor.
Perhaps I read it and that's what brought me to where I was.
It was such a moving piece.
Life imitating art.
I showed it to Jim Carter. Next day he's president.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Well.
There's a magic in your writing. That's what I've always...
Literally magic.
Literally sorcery.
Now, did he get in via vote or via just being there? History confounds me.
Well,
okay, what confounds you? I mean, we've got history, we've got vocabulary. What else is going to confound you today?
The act of lovemaking.
Lovemaking?
With a woman.
Sexuality?
I mean, I like women now. I've found Jesus, but it's still... I'm not going to talk about it here.
Speaking of undulating phalluses.
Yes.
I remember I said... originally,
kind of arousing.
When Paul handed me the script.
Done.
It was not about instruments.
Finished draft.
It was not about animals. It was, in fact, about cocks.
It was called cock dance.
Yeah.
Tubby cock dance, it was called.
And it was a beautiful picture.
Well,
for the
I
ages.
Was very excited at the time.
It was a modern-day Caligula.
I thought, no one's done this yet, and they should.
And I remember the script, when John Genitalia looked at it, he handed me...
It's
Jenny.
Gentilella.
These drawings... of these beautiful cocks. These cocks with legs. And I said, I love your cocks.
Yeah, that's true.
And I said, we gotta get some funding. We gotta get this picture off the ground. I brought it to my guys. They said, no one wants to see a picture about the cocks with legs.
Now, when you say your guys, you're talking about your two sons, right?
I'm talking about the Cosa Nostra.
They were a mafia from where?
Italy.
Italian.
Italy.
They were the Italian mob.
Italian. I love Italian food.
Yeah, they also had a little bit of problem with the ball of garlic character, but I didn't hand them those pages.
Great Peppino.
Yes.
Well, you've gotta, as my therapist would say, pick your fights.
Yeah, I figured once I get them over the cock hurdle, the garlic hurdle is smaller.
Now, I've been drawing, little known fact, I've been drawing cocks for years.
Yeah.
Before the script.
I was seeing cocks for years, but before this.
And catch. Into the bonnet. As written.
Oh, how that is so whimsical.
That was in reference to birth in a way.
Yeah.
To pregnancy more so.
Now look at these dolts in the audience. I love drawing dolts.
I know you do.
Have you seen the animated Lord of the Rings? Now they didn't complete it. But it seems in the same vein to me sometimes.
I didn't see it.
Read the book.
Yeah, read the book, saw the movies.
It was frankly disturbing.
Peter Jackson.
Hearts.
Yeah, hearts. Those hearts I drew in, not in the script. Alex didn't say have a word to say. I said, what about those hearts?
You didn't run it by me. You just showed me the hearts later, and I said...
I knew it was solid.
I said, I love those hearts. Oh, there you go again.
There you are.
Here I am.
There you are, Dave. There you are, Dave.
There you go. With your friend the drum.
As Piccolo, David Wayne.
I wink like that in the studio. That's why they put it in, I think. Could be wrong.
Uncredited Ed Asner as the drum. Ed Asner.
This is due to X-ray technology.
I did not animate
this. This is all live action.
The man that worked on, eventually was to work on the 2001 picture with Kubrick, yep. Was the man to animate these scenes. Soak it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Stanley Kubrick.
The Eyes Wide Open?
Yeah, Eyes Wide Open.
Yeah, yeah.
Graphic in a way.
Now we're back. This is my stuff again, as you can tell.
I saw that picture in England. I happened to be in England at that time, and I said, why... why didn't they superimpose silhouettes of people over the nudies?
That's, anybody answer that?
But apparently they did that in America, which I thought was odd. But I mean good, in a way. Like, I wish I had seen it in America. Because as I've said many times, America's much better than any other country out there.
Yeah.
Well.
Unless you're looking for labor.
Move over, India.
Whoa. Whoa.
What's going on over there?
What?
Paul,
what?
Paul,
you preferred.
Have you gotten into your opium stash?
I'm okay.
Okay, Paul's okay, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back,
Paul. Paul, what are you seeing right now? What are you having?
Okay.
Paul, what's going on?
Well,
just give us a taste. We gonna take a rest?
To be continued.
Well, I'll become a bat then.
I have a huge boner.
Two gentlemen in the room have erections. Earlier, that would have turned me on more, and I might have wanted to touch myself, but I don't at the time.
But no?
No. I mean, thinking about whomever that might be, this sort of Hanna-Barbera-esque cartoonery might turn me on now.
I remember. You originally wanted to have that.
I wrote Oprah originally, but you interpreted.
He dances like a gentleman might, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit. He has been schooled in the old school.
Again, folks, watch for the darkie. Coming up, there's one...
Nope, those are all like you and me.
I'm not going to lie to you, gentlemen, but I'm seeing more breasts in this picture than I recall.
Well, back then you were...
Yeah, before you weren't looking.
No, I was openly homosexual at the time, but now I'm saying to myself, look at the... as the youngins might say, the boobies.
Oh, there goes David Wayne again.
There I am.
Look at that dapper young lad.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm acting all these parts out. Before I touched
ink to paper. I moved around the studio. I made sure that we recorded this in an actual car.
You made it come alive.
Driven by a Filipino boy, I said, in this case, it's an old man, but I said, let's have a Filipino boy, because at the time, I was into that.
Well, at the time, Filipino boys, also, you could
also
buy
a dime a dozen.
Five for 2 bits.
Don't mean 2 bits to me.
5 for 2 bits, dime a dozen, with today's inflation, whatever.
No, I remember, me and you actually acted, because Let's just drop it.
Dick Van Layabout.
He would not come in and act this scene with
no,
you.
No, he wouldn't.
And I was the animator.
Unprofessional.
Yeah. So
I mean,
we
dubbed in his voice later, as I recall, but I had to interact with you
in
the studio.
Well, actually, I put a placeholder for me, a big blue cutout of some kind of strange being in a sketch. Because I cannot be on film. I will not.
No, Why would you?
No reason to.
This is my actual... That's what my actual scrapbook looks like.
Scrapbooks and maps were a big fascination of mine at the time because I was lost in one. I was lost in one for 2 years in the Himalayas.
A scrapbook or a map?
I was shown a scrapbook, and I took it as a map.
Ah.
And I was searching through an old woman's features.
Yeah, you'd be like, turn left at the prom dance.
Taking them as paths.
Paul, can I say I'm glad you've come back to reality with this? I mean, I know you're not completely here, but I'm glad that you're here.
There's enough that I can see you.
And God bless.
That's all you need.
It's great to have Paul.
You are, as my mother would say, a darling gentleman.
Paul has not changed, and I mean that.
Thank you.
He literally looks like he's 45 years old when he wrote this.
I've taken a juice serum made, I can't tell you what.
I understand. The Kabbalists are very secretive.
Yeah. Now, in this scene...
Who's that?
What? Paul?
Go ahead.
No, I thought Paul was saying something.
Who's steering the ship?
I just want to point out here that you see that bit of fur? He's wearing an animal. The tuba. Tubby's wearing an animal.
Is it a fox? Is it a faux fox?
Yeah, it was a fox. I did murder a fox in modeled.
This vortex is real, too.
Well,
okay,
ran
go
out
ahead.
Money.
I think the people at home who are watching this should know that I have a very long neck.
It's true. One of the many reasons you were cast as Pee-wee.
Well, I think it was. I mean, we talked about it. It was the reason.
Yeah.
Say you're not all neck would be hyperbole.
It's true.
Because you're all neck. To say anything else would be hyperbole.
I called you necky neck. Still do.
To call you very neck would be under exaggeration.
Again, there's many things in retrospect I'm looking back on and I'm saying, no, that was good.
If someone described you without saying neck four times, I'd slap them across the brow.
I would stab them in the stomach.
Do you remember when George Klinsinger had a party and we all got together?
He did the music.
And Dick Van Dyke, I think it was. Dick Van Dyke was talking to Cyril Richards and he said...
Wait, Dick Van what?
Dick Van Asshole.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, look at David Wayne. And Cyril just slapped him straight across the face.
Did mention the neck, you son of a bitch.
That's right, that's what
you
he said.
You have to mention the distinctive neck.
Then Cyril had a dry martini and entertained us with something from a review. I don't recall.
I've called you the anthropomorphic swan. I've called you Giraffe Jones.
I called you neck.
Well, here's the thing.
Most appropriate.
Part of it is an optical illusion, you see. I've spoken to doctors, and part of it is because arms do spout out of your hips.
No, it's true. They're very low.
He is a neck. He is a neck. He is a neck.
When I think of necks, I think of David Wayne.
David, all that should exist of you is your neck.
But to say he's a neck under-exaggerates, because it sounds like he's the length of a neck, but he's 20 necks tall.
Yeah, you are a magnet for vampires, my friend.
But luckily...
Seriously, I had to shoo them away.
I was very worried about them, but luckily I haven't had a problem yet.
Hey, neck, got any body?
Oh!
Old famous one, written in a book.
One of Paul Drips.
My friend Commissioner Jones told me that one.
Oh, neck.
You love that name.
Well, it's the most appropriate nickname. Anything else would just be avoiding the issue, you know what I mean? Skirting the problem.
It's the white elephant in the room.
You are the white neck elephant.
Or any elephant in
You're
the room.
You're the neck. Forget about the elephant and the white. You're just the neck. In the room.
That's the way it worked.
God, your neck is huge.
I think I often made jokes about wanting men to play me, but now that's done.
Again, skirting the issue. Make jokes about how you've got a big neck.
All right. I've got a neck that's so big.
How big is it?
It's so big, the Empire State Building says, "What's the weather like up there?"
Oh!
Because the neck is taller.
They'd say neck, though. It would mention the neck. To say, because you could be all legs at that point. They would point out. Like,
I would like to point
you're
out.
You're not
to
tall.
The,
you're normal height. You are normal height with
the,
a lot
yes,
of neck.
Yes, to the people at home, I'd like to say I'm not actually taller.
You're
than
not
the Empire
tall.
State.
What I love about Paul is he can be out of it for his whole life, but when an issue like this comes up, this guy is clear as crystal.
Back on track.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. This scene here with these elephants. This was the first heterosexual orgasm I ever had. I masturbated to that scene because all I could remember was Pearl Bailey and her cow-like leg.
Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey was
yeah.
like a...
Pearl majestic Bailey. Animal.
Pearl Bailey was a wet dream of a woman, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Often when she left the room, I found myself sticky in the crotch area. So that's what really brought me around, and then I talked to my man J.C., as my youth pastor.
Oh, who's JC?
Jesus Christ. He's a carpenter.
Oh, the lion still scares me.
The uvula.
You made it.
The uvula
such
movement.
A
the uvula movement was my favorite thing that you did in the
Frank,
entire.
You know who suggested that?
Tell me.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul, you said.
He said, you can see the uvula in the script. He said, make sure to put. If only. He said, if you have to put anything, put the uvula.
It was originally written just as a uvula tamer.
I wrote a movie about a uvula, and now it's a cameo. Go figure.
Yeah, the little concessions we have to make in this business.
These dolts in the audience, I love it.
As my mother would say, that's your business, kid. Which I, for several years, I thought it was your business.
Neck.
But now it's actually show business.
The neck with a mouth over there.
A lot of talking for our neck.
It's all Adam's apple. It's very... It's that was part of what made me so popular in the cabaret was you could see the Adam's apple. You knew that it was not, in fact, a woman on the stage.
But what's the other neck say?
I've got a I've got an Adam's apple the size of a small melon.
It's true. Right now, you are speaking in a false sense.
I'm hungry for any kind of melon right now. I was wondering why.
Yeah, that was an evocative image, because I'm looking at your Adam's apple, and now that you've said that, I can't get my mind off a melon.
You want to eat a small melon. Actually, I'm wrong. This was the section I would actually masturbate.
Look at these idiots.
But I mean, it was I looped it.
I remember you literally took a 3-foot length of film, spliced it in a circle.
I got the technology together because I said to myself, this is my first heterosexual masturbation.
But you used the film to masturbate.
Yeah, you would actually just wrap the film around your genitals.
Yeah, I didn't understand how it worked at that time.
Yeah, technology.
Because at the time, all I'd done is I'd orgasmed inside of men.
You
were naive for a 50-year-old man.
It's true.
What's interesting about this scene?
I thought the homunculus should be on a rope too. I thought it'd be clever.
Well, that would have been good, but when I was writing it, I've been writing for about 40 days straight at this point with no sleep. And this is the point I realized after the elephants, after everything. I don't know why this is about a tuba anymore. It really could be about anything. It's not a tuba. Well, it's just a guy.
But you ran with it then?
But at that point, I'd committed. I'd sent the script over to Alexander Schuer.
That's me.
He's here tonight, ladies and gents.
And such is history.
This is actually an orgasm shot. I modeled that after an orgasm. David, you did that, right? You performed that orgasm for me.
You had to stand in for Dick Van Dickhole, who thought he was too big.
Dick Van Shithead, as I called him at that point, I believe.
Yeah.
I call him Cock Van Cock, you know? Anything.
I'll be powdering myself.
Paul is powdering himself.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. Dick Van Dyke had gone out that night. He'd met a Brazilian. He didn't come in the morning. And so I had to masturbate in his loo.
Yeah, you took one for the team.
I did. Because at that time, the materials that I had to masturbate were not what I was into.
Men.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why I signed up for this. You know what I mean? That's the sacrifice.
Look at these idiots, Neil. I loved it. I still love it. Look at these people. My lord.
As I recall, I requested that four whiteys in a darkie be with me in the studio at that time, just to give me some semblance of order.
An edge.
As did the NAACP.
Look at these wild animals running around.
This scene's interesting because this is the point where I always felt the audience got that this was about syphilis overtaking you and there being no cure available in Guyana.
Now, Paul.
I want to say that.
I could have sworn that I saw Tubby's underoos. Now, I thought that there were words written on those underoos. Could you tell me what those might have been?
Well, maybe I should leave that to the director.
Those words were... Oompa.
Originally written as Oprah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there were some issues with Oprah's people. Retroactively, when Oprah became famous, we had to change all existing elements of the film.
So what you're saying is that we're not actually seeing the original cut due to Oprah's meddling.
Yes, that black bitch fucked my life. Excuse my French.
A lot of people wonder if that was 500 total or 500 apiece. That was £1,000. That was 500 apiece.
I thought that they were, 500 apiece.
I'm not going to lie to you. Often many nights I'd go home to my Filipino boy and I'd say, I want to fuck that black bitch, Pearl Bailey.
Yeah. I imagine that was just one of the many wedges that became
that was
between
just,
the two of you.
That was just strange. But I've been...
Look at these dolts. There's Oompa.
Don't. Yeah. Used to say Oprah.
Oompa, Oomp. Ah. Written.
Did you know that Oprah's name was supposed to be Orpa, but there was a misspelling on her birth certificate?
No.
Fact.
Did not.
Didn't know that.
Fact.
Again, I should mention at this point, I had forgotten I was writing about a tuba. This was just about a small man.
Well, I remember Alex and I had a lot of problems.
We had to pick up the through line. Because I thought having him morph into a different thing It would have,
it changed.
We would have lost.
I mean, how many times did Tubby change during the script? He was a tuba.
He was a dragon.
Dragon, yep. An apple, right?
Yeah.
He was a number of fruits.
He was a number.
He wasn't, and for a while he didn't exist.
He was right? A collection of radio waves.
He was the sun. My God, yeah, I mean, how much, how many more?
Changed more than I did at the time.
For a while the script just stopped. Remember how long we waited for the second draft?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember what it was there was a long series of blank pages that you had to flip through one by one. Because every now and then there would be the next word of the script.
Yeah, it was kind of brilliant. It was kind of brilliant.
It really built up the suspense for me as a reader. But it was hard to translate to the screen. We had to lose that feeling.
Do you remember I animated it?
That was a diary. That was a diary at the time.
To fit that.
Yeah, I remember you would hand in a bunch of blank pages. And
frames.
Blank frames, as you would call them technically.
Yeah, well.
And then every now and then there'd just be a drawing of a number or a dragon.
A letter.
Or
sometimes I just draw the script.
Series of
I
radio
just
waves.
Copy the script.
Hate.
Yeah, the concept of hate.
Were there two of me just
Abraham
now?
Lincoln.
Sorry, David?
I mean, that might have been my reflection, but I thought there were two of me, and that confused me.
Just now?
Just now,
no,
yes.
No, that was a what we call a mirror, a reflecting glass.
Oh, a mirror.
Animated as such.
Nice.
Scripted.
See,
in
I
the
see.
Script, he said, there's a mirror on the side of the room. I said, can't do it. Impossible.
You had to come up with the technology for animating mirrors.
John, I just want to tell you, that's the laziest fucking star I've ever seen drawn on screen.
Well, you know what? That's the one. From script.
That's genitalia for you.
Yeah, old Johnny genitalia.
You know what? I knew this was going to come up. I knew it. So, you know, I brought the script.
He's got it here, folks. He's not
on here?
Yanking your balls. We are on page 3098.
This shot is based on an original drawing that I did, though it was terrible, but just that bus. That bus was based on...
Oh, and you see that you'll see Prince Cello at the front of the bus there on the left.
Blackie.
That was actually based on your look at the time. Very homosexual.
Necky.
Very long neck. Not quite as long as the real one.
I couldn't
one.
Draw. I tried to draw.
No, sure. I had very
cape.
I had high hair at the time.
Well, I tried to draw his neck as is. Couldn't be drawn.
It wouldn't fit inside the bus.
There are some that say that Bowie stole his look from me.
Yeah,
I don't know how true that is.
He pulled
Dave,
it off,
if necks were cars, you'd be a 40-car pileup.
No, it's true. I'd be very tall.
40 cars. You wouldn't be a car.
And you'd be necks.
It's a one-to-one translation between cars and necks, but you know what? You break that boundary.
You're a semi-truck of necks.
Gentlemen,
convoy. Neck convoy, honk honk.
Can we stop talking about this illustrious shaft on top my shoulders?
If planets were your neck, you'd be the galaxy.
All right. I've had enough of your flattery. Let's move on with the picture.
Disgusting.
But it's such a delightful color of alabaster.
No, it's true. It's very white.
I'm sorry, yes. Do you have a problem with the stars on the screen? Okay.
I'm really upset about the stars. I've been accused. You guys, I've been accused.
Let's put this
baby
from the
script.
Mr. Paul
Conceptor,
narrator.
Earlier, if you folks recall, right. Paul scrutinized my stars in the background. Said they were sloppy. Paul said they were sloppy stars. Now I'm going to read out the script. A series of clean, perfect stars in the background.
So you made them sloppy.
As we look upon Tubby and his friend, the Piccolo.
What?
What?
I don't know anymore. What? I thought there was an argument here, but I guess maybe I'm wrong.
Well, he accused my stars of being sloppy, and as I read the script,
they were
perfectly formed stars.
In retrospect, they were quite clean.
From reading the script, we've gathered that the stars are clean.
Well, you know, I think I got that wrong. I'm reading the script and it says perfectly drawn, clean stars.
Well, you know, we'll just take care of that like we did the Oprah thing. No problem.
Yeah, let's go back.
The folks at home, they will see perfectly clean stars
about that.
Not know what Paul
can
was talking about.
Can we get Philip Schropper on the phone? He was the editor. Maybe he could do something with that. Maybe he could just cut out this.
No,
stars.
Unfortunately, Philip has passed away.
AIDS.
The
gay plague.
AIDS.
He fucked a monkey.
Now, who here has AIDS of the four of us?
I don't.
I only have HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. Knock
wood. You're taking the medication.
I'm taking the AZT.
You.
The cocktail.
You and Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I am going to live well into the year 3000.
No, I mean, there's many, but he's been...
I'm going to be honest. I remember my child, my grandchild, really.
Filipino grandchild.
My Filipino grandchild. He came home to me and he said, Father, you know,
Padre.
Or grandfather, whatever, I don't know. He said a girl to me told me today that Magic Johnson is HIV positive. And that was so goddamn long ago that it just seems like he's magic, which I guess is, you know,
hence
the
name.
Exactly.
I mean, in all seriousness, I think the only reason he survived is magic. He's a shaman.
You made me right.
Well, here's
right.
The other thing. I've spoken to Dwayne Magic Johnson on a number of occasions. His secret to his longevity.
Irving, some would call it.
He has recently built a base on the moon.
Above or underground?
It is on underground, but it is on the...
Why would you build an underground base on the moon? You're already private.
It's on the far side of the moon, so it cannot be seen from
the
Earth.
The dark side. The dark side.
Well, the dark
side... It's extra sneaky.
Yeah.
You boys remember that Red Floyd?
The original.
The record.
I remember Red Skeleton.
Yes.
He was hysterical.
Oh, my.
Also that Red Buttons.
Oh.
And Red Fox.
My favorite founding father was Button Gwinnett. Anybody remember him? I mean, I don't actually literally
founding
remember
fathers,
him.
Founding fathers Aaron Burr and I wrote a script that would knock your socks off. They made that a picture today. It would gross at Jaws.
Paul Z, tell me what it's about.
It's about dinosaurs.
Now that was the Jurassic Park script originally, right?
Yeah, I believe the villain in that was Alexander Hamilton.
We had several dinosaurs in a... guns and we invented gunpowder in that script and the Chinamen,
right,
they got a copy of it via firework,
very shifty eyed.
They wrote that, you know.
Are there leprechauns in this picture suddenly?
You know,
I don't recall this portion.
Who?
Alex can explain the scene better than any of us. This is the town of, what's it called? Music Town? Or?
Oh, brother.
This is based on Nashville.
Yes.
Because at the time, there was such a fantastic scene in Nashville. So welcoming. And,
Now, this fat prince here, what,
That is the Herald.
Here he is.
That is the prince.
The neck.
Based on Mr. David Wayne.
On myself.
You wore this fabulous cape back then, I remember.
That neck must have been cut down a foot and a half to make this character.
Necky, neck,
it's
necky,
true,
necky,
it's
necky.
True. It was, they found the neck redundant for this character, but for the Piccolo, it only made sense.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? Piccolo didn't do it justice.
Oh, my God.
Looking at you right now, and I want to snap
look
the
me. Look me up on the internet,
he's on
whatever
YouTube,
it is.
YouTube. You can see his head spin literally 450 degrees.
Why is this about a tuba?
I'm like an owl in many ways.
Sorry, Paul.
What was that?
What does a tuba have to do with this? I don't know why this is a tuba.
No.
That was, I think... if I may, I think that was the magic of Tubby the Tuba, was that you put a tuba in so many situations that, I mean, some of us could say, what about a tuba in a grocery store?
David, I need to point out again that the tuba only existed for about 10 minutes in the script.
No, it's true.
And the rest of it was God knows
what. It was all metaphor. Well,
touch his ass.
The xylophone.
Look at this dandy. You wrote this guy originally based on your uncle.
My uncle was a dandy.
Indeed. Of the old school.
My uncle was a molester. One of them was.
No, look at this pretty girl.
Oh, yeah. Look at her.
I loved it. Look at that tear. You know how long it took to do that tear? No time at all.
Is this Jane Powell's character?
That is Jane Powell as the voice of Celeste. Oh, my God.
One of the ugliest women I've ever seen.
That woman was a horse.
She was a train wreck.
But an ass like a 10-year-old boy.
Which I enjoyed for a time.
You see this man down below here? No neck. Now look again. See him?
Yeah,
see him? No neck.
Floating head.
He's got no neck.
Is his hair like a musical neck?
Yeah.
I wrote
yeah.
that part.
Paul wrote all this. I was just the hand with the brush.
Yes.
Yeah. Paul did write a script that the movie was largely based on.
Yeah, we based all this stuff on a
conceived,
script.
Conceived, narrated it.
Paul Tripp.
I wouldn't have narrated if you changed a thing.
Now, Paul, what was the inspiration for that? That those two women fighting, what was that?
That was based on actual women.
Fighting.
No.
I don't understand what...
It was based on lesbians I saw once.
Yeah, back on the Isle of Lesbos, as I recall.
I was on the Isle of Lesbos, name as it implies, name as it implies.
It's a Greek isle.
Yeah, in the Mediterranean.
Yes.
Fabulous cuisine.
Not much of a story, just dykes.
I animated all this.
Now, it seems like you've never... You animated the whole movie.
Where that genitalia? What...
It's a genitalia.
Somebody likes to toot their own genitalia.
Traditionally, you get an entire team to animate a movie. It seems like you animated about the whole thing.
Once again, budget.
No. Couldn't afford... And most people wouldn't work for me. That's the thing. No one wanted to work for me.
These were based on mischief.
That makes sense in a way.
The idea of mischief.
The weird thing is that this one, if you look closely, who reminds me very much of a sea hag.
What is this tear mirror?
No, that's a reflection. I drew her head twice.
No, but that one's singing while that one's not, isn't it? No.
It's exactly the same motion.
Yeah.
Did you, Paul, can I ask personally, did you want Celeste to be so fucking crazy? Like, she looks a little weird to me. Like, she looks a little...
Well, that might be my fault. David.
But what I'm... Here's the thing. I'm trying to remove the animator from the question. I'm trying to say, what did the scripter want?
I was on so much opium at the time.
You're on a bender, if I'm not mistaken.
I yet lost weekend.
I had stopped calling it a bender long before. It was life. It was life. And there you are, David.
Can I tell you my experience with opium?
Please.
I've read the Portrait of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde, and for a very short section they talk about
I'm
an opium
just wild
den.
About
Oscar Wilde about he's just wild about me.
But anyway, I read the Portrait of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde.
Classic.
I'm just wild about
Oscar Wilde about
he's just wild about me. You were saying.
But they talked about an opium den and it seemed kind of low key. Is that what it's like?
It's low key.
Everyone's just chill, right?
Except for the demons. They speak volumes.
What language do they speak?
I would have imagined something like Aramaic.
They speak Tibetan. Tingbok Ik walks in the door.
Yeah.
He's got eyes like toothpicks.
Yeah.
And he walks to me with a grin on his face that says only one thing. Won't get this script made. Well, who's doing commentary now, Tingbok? And who's a corpse whose eyes are even slantier now that they're buried under ash?
Was he near a volcano?
The answer to your first question is Paul Tripp. The answer to your second question is that demon. Am I right?
That demon being Tingbok.
Tingbok. Yeah.
Yeah. The Tibetan demon.
Can I
take this moment to say that these martinis are delicious?
You can.
I don't know if the people at home realize this, but David Wayne has been drinking heavily. He's been drinking heavily since 1984.
Truth.
George Orwell.
Truth.
1984.
I've read that book too, but I just skimmed it.
Yeah, I did not read it, but I know of it.
If I were to visualize mischief, you captured it, John.
Yeah, these characters.
Thank you.
Mischievous.
Well, what was the inspiration for the design on the heads?
It was the script.
I've always wondered this. I never got a straight answer. Why does one of them appear to be some sort of sea hag?
Well, originally it was scripted that this little girl was just a sea monster.
Right.
Ashore for no reason. We don't know why she was ashore. She was a sea monster.
Right. I had foreskin until I was 30. Uh-huh. And I've heard that influences development of idea.
Yeah.
The foreskin.
It does leave one with a obsession with sea hags.
Yeah. So anyway.
And sirens.
There was a sea monster in the script, and I thought, you know what? I will marry the sea monster with I'll imagine a hybrid, a chimera, if you will, of a little girl and sea monster. Is it chimera or is it chimera?
I called it chimera until I saw Mission Impossible 2. Oh,
mystery for the ages.
Well, I think he might be. Maybe.
This is based on Big.
Yeah, classic film.
That's a lovely film.
Touches, warms the cockles of my heart.
Recently I saw it in a hotel room and I said to myself, this is better than I recalled.
Yeah.
Although that
now the straw hat I added and the straw in the mouth.
Yeah, that was a good detail.
Yeah. And actually, Paul Tripp, the writer narrator, he took a stand. He said, I will not have this straw hat.
I said, this is not a hoedown. Lynyrd Skynyrd, pack up your bags, head back to Nashville, Tennessee.
He fired me.
Fired.
Who was the gentleman who wrote the bomb at... wrote the bomb?
I wrote a bomb for 16 weeks while in Nepal.
No, who wrote the bomb at the end of the
doctor? Took its toll, but I'm smarter for it.
Slim Pickens. Good friend of mine.
Cowboy. Was he involved in the inspiration of this at all?
No. It's tough to say. I had met him in the previous year in Toronto. The two of us were in an underground street fighting competition. And I said, Slim Pickens, I am going to curb stomp you. And Slim Pickens said, I defy that. I defy that statement. 2 years later, this character very similar to Slim Pickens. Who knows where inspiration comes from?
That's very strange.
It was strange in retrospect.
You use what God gives you.
Yeah, my ability to curb stomp people I dislike for money.
Yep. So, yeah, these horns here, these darker colored horns, Negroes.
Yes, based
no two ways
on
about
Negroids.
It. Yep. And, Hershey's bars.
Whose choice was that? Was that in the script or was
that
in the
Paul.
Animation?
That was Paul.
I said make a horn, some Negroes, and a rack of ribs.
Credit where credit's due.
No, he was necky neck.
You're a dandy. Goddamn.
What is with your neck?
Yeah, look at those thighs. Did you see those? God those are woman thighs.
Now you may think if an outsider looked at this character, you would think, oh, this is a good looking gentleman, but David is not good looking.
No, I've got a horse face.
And that disturbing 6 foot long neck.
Yeah, you see the portion of body that was drawn there? That's a neck.
Yeah, although it is, as I say, the purest shade of alabaster.
You have said that, and it's true.
I've got a white 6 foot tall neck with a horse face.
You look like a PVC pipe.
No, it's true. I'm kind of a white cloth draped across the top, a PVC pipe. Kind of flailing about in the wind, shaking often.
But it's not a detached PVC pipe. It's used.
No, it's got
PVC pipe used, being used.
It's got feet and arms.
It's reminiscent of when Charlie Brown would dress as a ghost to me. That's what I think.
No, in many ways.
Now look at these skirts. Originally, you could see the small vaginas of these little girls under the skirts, and Paul was all for it. Me and Paul went on a crusade, a bloody crusade, to keep these small vages in this.
I said,
film.
If you don't see a pussy or two in this, people are gonna walk out of the theater because they want real.
I didn't disagree.
I said pubic wigs.
David, you weren't involved with this.
I thought it. I mean, I probably didn't voice it, but
I had to say no because, as I say, La Cosa Nostra was breathing down my neck, and they said, if this money doesn't recoup, I am going to murder your daughter. And I love my daughter.
I'm not gonna lie here. Did this really recoup any money? I mean, it wasn't...
Well...
I mean, what happened?
As far as La Cosa Nostra is concerned, it did. I did have to put on 3 mortgages on my house, and I am currently homeless.
I'm sorry, why is a tuba going for a human woman? I don't know what I was thinking.
Love. This was the message of the day.
Why is he a tuba?
At this point in the script, Tubby was a shadow, I believe.
Yes.
Originally scripted.
He is the shadow of a sheep.
Here's what I've always said about art, Paul. Here's what I've always said.
Say it again.
We can't decipher it. You know what I mean? This springs from the trap of your mind. You know what I mean?
And in that trap is a bear.
This is a bear that springs from the trap of your mind, and we can't try to decipher it, but it's beautiful.
No, I'm thinking the trap caught the bear is what I'm thinking.
Well, it let it out, though.
And also set it free. Yeah.
How would the trap spring if it's already caught something?
No, it sprang. The trap came out, appeared, and then a bear was walking by innocently. It caught the bear, and then it released it.
Gentlemen.
So the trap unsprung?
Gentlemen.
Yeah. Well,
he's playing an instrument apart from himself. He's not
even
playing
himself.
No, but
it is also himself.
No, it's not. It's an instrument.
He shot something out of his head and opened the door.
It was the homunculus.
What in the goddamn is he not even playing himself?
That is the first clue that the homunculus...
He's playing a small instrument, and he's a tuba separately from that.
You know what I should have done?
There's no reason he's a tuba. Why didn't someone stop this goddamn production?
At this point in the script, it was a shamble. We had nothing to go on. So Paul and I are... Well, Paul was out of it. It was me and Alex, really.
Yeah, we had been awake for the last 16 days, as I recall.
Yep.
Why am I next to a graham cracker?
That was ribs. That was ribs.
Oh.
That was a Snickers bar.
No, that was a flattened centipede, as I recall.
Those windows are dog bones.
She's a waif of a woman.
Dog bones that way.
Is she based on...
That is a phallus right there.
Oh, they're candy canes now.
What was her name? Twiggy.
Oh, there goes the sea monster lady.
Oh, you dirty trash.
She's a harpy.
You dirty slut was based on wives I had once.
Negroes.
Yawn.
My young son was involved in a court case with a woman where he may have possibly...
Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to say what he might have done, but I mean, with a woman that looked like that, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say then? Innocent.
That's what we said. The court said something else. He got out of juvie.
Court.
As they say.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
They're going on a tryst.
Now, again, I want to point out that most of these scenes here that you're watching, most of these frames, stolen.
Yeah.
I did not animate a majority of these scenes.
I remember this one. You actually robbed me.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah, you had a lot of sketches. In fact, you drew most of these frames.
Who?
And
yeah. Who got Dick Van Dyke involved?
Dick Van Fuck?
Yeah, Dick Van Shit in the Head. Who got him
Dirk
involved?
Dirk Van Cock.
Yeah. Dick Van Scabies.
Dick Van, I got a skateboard up my ass because I cannot.
I just drove a van into a dick hole.
Richard Von, I'm no good.
Cock. Hitler. Yeah, I approached originally
no,
Dick
who
Van Dyke.
No, approached? He approached, yeah.
That was Alexander, and I haven't forgiven him for it.
At the time, yeah. I was a pimp, and Dick Van Dyke had a proclivity for...
David Wayne can't get past the fact that you were a pimp?
Yes. Back in 1946, when I had returned from Bremen, Germany, the only way I was...
That's in the north, right?
Yeah, that was on the north, near the coast, near Delmenhorst.
What sees me here? A woman.
I was, I had no means to support myself, having lost both my legs below the knee. And so I decided to turn to my old family industry of pimping.
At the time, you were sequestered to a chair because they didn't have wheelchairs at the time.
No, I basically had a chair, but it had a wheel, but unfortunately I didn't have the balance. So I said, "What am I gonna do? I need to get me some ladies who will carry me, and then they will have sex with men for money." Now, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Where we started. Dick Van Dyke had a proclivity.
Dick Van don't like him.
For transsexual Latinos. And they were a hot commodity in 46. One but a handful in the Kissimmee Valley.
It's true.
And so I had the monopoly. So when Dick Van Dyke comes to me saying, "I want to get blown by a lady named Juanita with a penis," I said, "One condition, Dick Van Dick Suck, you appear as Tubby the Tuba."
What did he say? What did he say to that?
He said, "I need to be blown by Juanita with a penis. I will do whatever you command."
And so he did. History.
Yeah, and next thing you know, he's on the Dick Van Cockhole show, and suddenly he can get all the transsexual Latinas he wants.
I'm going to be honest. I met Dick Van Dyke at a party once.
Dick Van what?
Dick Van Who Cares. And I said to myself, what's he going to amount to? Nothing. And then he gets a show, and he gets a whatever,
on
he
and
was,
on.
Whatever he was known for. Because to be honest, I don't know. I don't pay attention to him.
Yeah.
If this scene happened, it'd be like the apocalypse. I always thought.
It's true. This would be me dancing with a woman, and at that time was unheard of.
No, you dancing with a woman would be
well,
like...
you were at that time
well,
openly homosexual.
Well, I dance with many a lady.
It'd be like a woman swing around a length of piping, and that woman would be a Vietnamese boy.
Yeah, it pretty much would be a pole dance.
It'd be like a Vietnamese boy. It'd be like a Vietnamese boy dancing with a length of thread.
Well, the pole gives you too much credit, and thread gives you too much credit. Those are useful devices. You have no use as a giant neck.
No, it's true.
These metaphors give you too much credit.
He was a talent in this picture, and I will defend him with my last breath. You did a fantastic job as Pee-wee Senior Pickle.
Based on Big.
Yeah, this Piano once Road. Again, Piano Road, yep.
Leaving Nashville.
Now, Paul wrote in there, watch Big. He said, go watch it. Excellent film.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. I don't know if any of you have heard of this technology, the cell phone.
The cellular telephone?
What?
My grandson, he plays a game. It's called Mega Man. I said that's melodic, and I enjoy it.
Beautiful, beautiful water you got there.
Thank
genitalia.
You. Thank you. It's actually genitalia.
Yeah.
Isn't it odd that you'd see his reflection without the ground?
It's expressionistic. It's not meant to be taken literally.
I actually didn't mean it to be expressionistic. I really didn't know how to do this part.
It is complicated.
It's beautiful that you can admit a fault.
These waves look like tits.
Yeah. Just off screen are where milk comes from.
As I recall, Paul, you were kind of obsessed with tits at the time. Is that right?
I was raised by a woman who had E cups. If you don't know, bigger than Big.
Nah, I've heard of double D.
This is bigger.
No comparison.
I think it'd drown
This me. Was like a gorilla's tits.
David, from what I recall, you weren't into tits at the time.
No, I didn't really understand them at the time. Mammaries were kind of they were like Spain to me. I didn't really understand what it did in conjunction with everything else. You know
it's
what I mean?
Purely like a source of sustenance, no erotic pleasure.
The thing was, it was there, but I didn't understand what it did. I didn't understand the flavor it brought into things. I didn't understand that there were different reasons.
A milky flavor.
Do you now, faggot?
Well, of course I do.
Prove it. Prove it.
David has been drinking martinis.
Can we get a woman? Can we get a woman in this?
Can you order a woman here like you can in New York? Can you order a woman here like you can in New York?
It's been so long.
In New York, you can order a pizza and you can order...
Gentlemen, let's just stop. I want to introduce the gentleman who played the frog.
The late, great Cyril Richard.
Dead now.
HIV.
Yes. Yeah. The gay plague.
Yeah.
Grid.
It's a shame.
I used to have a paper. You read the back, and the numbers there
the
were
back
all
of the paper.
Yes.
Yeah. In the numbers.
You look familiar.
What?
Go ahead.
No. Please, Paul, can we hug? Can we forget
just
about
watch
what?
The movie?
Can we forget about
just
what?
Just watch the
Paul,
movie. Hey,
Paul.
Let's all watch the movie. How about it?
Alex, I wouldn't mind if Paul and David here hugged.
I think Paul, that would only feel right.
Yeah. Paul, can we talk about what happened between us on the
let's
set?
Let's all watch the movie.
Paul?
Hey, can we forget about what happened between us on the set?
Can wait, do you want to talk or forget?
Studio.
I want to do both. But it's totally up to Paul. The ball's in his court. What do you want?
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Paul is going to the bathroom. I can confirm that.
Yeah.
David?
Here's what happened between me and Paul.
Yep.
One day we're on there. He says to me, he says, David, I want you to play this. I want you to play this like a mother would play
bocce.
Yes.
Yeah.
That wasn't the term that he used, but it was the spirit of it.
Yeah, he evoked, it evoked bocce.
And I said to myself, a mother wouldn't play bocce.
Mm.
I was new. I was green around the gills. I didn't understand.
Mm. Oh, Paul's coming back.
Okay.
Paul!
Yeah.
There he is, Paul.
We were not talking about you.
Again, he's not playing himself. This is not what I wrote.
No.
He's playing a separate instrument that has no output.
His finger movement is what I would call languid.
He's playing a pipe shorter than your neck.
Yeah, well that
what,
goes without
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, every fucking thing on the planet is shorter than his neck.
But such a beautiful alabaster.
Everything
make it shorter, yeah. Just play a smaller instrument, you fucker.
Hey, you're a
This frog. Now, this frog was modeled after a New Orleans nigger. Am I wrong?
Crass.
Well, accurate. Accurate.
It's true, though.
Drink your martini.
I'm drinking it. It's delicious.
We are all,
we've all been drinking.
Drunk at this point.
I want to go back to New York City.
Paul!
Capital of the world!
Paul's actually been smoking and ingesting substances.
Something. We don't know what. We don't know what.
I thought I saw him lick a toad. Is that right?
Someone called a toad.
I would call it a frog.
Yeah,
some would call it my scrotum.
I think we did a bit of both.
Yeah.
This has been kind of a hedonistic adventure into pleasure.
There's not much we haven't done tonight.
Not to mention a stroll down memory lane.
Or memory lane, as I've called it at these parties. these
I'm going to use that one at parties.
No, don't. It's his.
Why did you draw such a gut on the frog? I mean, I understand.
Scripted.
Was it?
Yeah.
Scripted.
All dates back to the source material.
Script said, frog with a gut.
It was a rule prior to the blacklisting that you put a frog in a production like this. And if I can recall one thing, it's that I fought it tooth and nail. No frog!
It's true, there was a lot of arguments.
Ribs!
It's more of a Snickers bar.
No. It's a crushed centipede.
We all have our interpretations.
Yeah.
My interpretation is birchwood.
Again, these instruments are literal instruments. Yeah. Playing themselves. It's sexual. And it's metaphorical. It's everything.
You know what this entire script...
Now look at this fat son of a bitch.
I just want to say right now, this script... And these drawings spawned what was later called an orchestra.
Yeah. The inspiration.
Yep.
For
yep.
Orchestras.
Before this, instruments existed by themselves.
Only soloists.
But in an opium trip, I discovered what about a few?
Yeah, what if they played the same song
together?
And for a while, Merriam-Webster used my definition, a few instruments.
Yeah, that was a magical time.
Now, Miriam, I liked Webster. Couldn't stand the man.
Yeah.
Hints from Heloise.
Yeah.
Don't know what those two were doing in business together.
Now, here's the thing. Paul, a lot of people don't know a lot
about... Conductors still shake my hand. Conductors to this day. Go ahead. They still shake my hand. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out the... Paul has written a lot. A hell of a lot of scripts.
I've got a desk load of scripts waiting for directs.
Over the years.
Waiting for directs.
Some of the titles you've shared with me, such as Too Many Werewolves.
Yeah. Too Few Werewolves.
Yeah.
Prequel.
Just the Right Amount.
Prequel.
Don't Stop Roller Skating.
Yeah. Journey the Movie.
Those are ribs. Yep. It's written.
Actually, it's Snickers Bar. I wrote it as Snickers Bar.
Well,
what? Sorry.
In Asia was another script I read.
Yeah, in Asia.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Kundun wrote that was filmed as written.
Waterworld was based on something. It was based on an idea you told.
Yeah, well, he had an original concept called Land World.
No, yeah. I thought it was Shitload of Water. I thought that was the original.
Later draft.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah. Paul is a prolific screenwriter. He's written
now, folks.
Hundreds.
We're coming down to the end here. I'm sorry.
Is it?
Everybody, you want to get ready to say your goodbyes?
Goodbye.
I just want to thank all the fans.
Yes.
For loving Tubby the T.
Those are my arms and my hands.
No, they're not.
It seemed like it, though, for a minute.
Well, I know, but...
Go ahead.
You wouldn't...
Go ahead.
You wouldn't put them on camera.
Seemed like it there.
Well. You were afraid they would steal your hand's soul.
He's playing a Sevenist.
Paul, what do you want to say to the fans, Paul? This is your vision.
Hello.
Paul says hello.
Pearl Bailey.
David, what do you want to say to the fans?
I want to say that if Pearl Bailey and I could have been together in a night of sexual congress, I would have done anything in my life. I would have done anything in my means. You know what I mean? That's what brought me here.
He's okay.
Director, the end. What do you say to that?
Seriously, find a cure for AIDS. The gay plague.
Paul Tripp, can I get a round of applause?
I wrote that
Paul Tripp, to Paul Tripp.
Did gentlemen. I mention the lyrics? I did the lyrics too, whatever.
Yeah, artistic
and artistic conception. I was like, draw ribs.
The thing I like about you, draw Paul, is you're humble as a fuck.
I didn't mention a couple of those.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Like, you never give yourself credit whatever. For what you've done.
Well, Lehman Engel did a little more music. He did some additional music, if you will. Not much in my book.
Oh, there he goes. John Genitalia.
It's Gentlella.
Genitalia.
It's, Gentlella.
This implies a lot of animators, this list. Right? Yeah. You seem to describe that you animated.
These are all names I invented in my head.
They're all awful okay. people.
Aliases. No, these are aliases. Pseudonyms.
Pseudonyms yep. of assholes.
And these guys, all assistants. You had no assistant. It was just you animating.
It was me and...
Realm of Fantasy.
Well, I needed... the guild, you see. They needed a number of people. It was all me.
SAG.
Yep.
SAG can suck it.
Old Natty Green. Lost to the ages.
Yeah.
Went down in the Bermuda Triangle.
Timing was key.
Could I say hello to my mother? Were she still alive?
No, you can't. She's dead.
AIDS.
Damn it.
The gay play.
Storyboards.
Roman Amberu.
Most of these people aren't worth mentioning. I don't know how they made it.
Nino Carbon.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't know how they made it to the credits.
Gary's.
To tell you the god's fucking honest.
If they had vision, they were already listed.
Ethel Falkenberg. Yeah.
These are the bureaucrats.
Yeah, the pencil pushers.
The bourgeoisie. I think.
Who gave blowjobs? Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Susan Sparks was a woman like I've never seen. Because I never saw her. It's a G.
Animation department.
It's a G.
That symbol's nonsense.
Walt Disney can suck that. That's all I'm saying, Tubby the Tuber.
We love you.
Copyright, stay off.